You see, this, we are bodied soul, corporeal soul. Soul is inside, Atma is different. But we have accepted this body. For a bodied soul, as for example, we say the person who is residing in the house, proprietor of the grihi, in Sanskrit grihi. Grihi means the owner of the house. Is remaining in the within the house, griha. Griha means house, grihi. Dehi, dehi means the proprietor of the body is residing in the house, corporeal body, but enveloped by subtle body and gross body. This gross body is composed of earth, water, fire, air, sky, and subtle body, mind, intelligence, perverted ego. Within that real self is there. For that reason, the cause of our suffering is this. Due to our acceptance of this non-eternal things of the body, non-eternal things, this body and bodily relations, we are in extreme suffering. Extreme miseries we are getting. The cause of this attachment, how can do? We are now confined in the body and body relations, we are surrounded. How we shall move without them? It is impossible. Yes, with knowledge if you move, then there will be no attachment. But with ignorance if you move, there will be attachment. There will be no attachment with knowledge. As for example, we perform the Uttar Bharat Parikrama, Dakshin Bharat Parikrama, we perform to see the holy places of pilgrimage in North India and South India, etc. All the whole India, we reserve the train bogie and we are going from one place to another. The holy places, the whole India is several holy places of pilgrimage. Now, we paid heavy amount to the government rail department. And also we give our attention to clear the bogie. And if there is a difficulty, we go to the different stations, station master and others. This difficulty, there is no light, there is our laboratory is not good like that. Give so much attention. As long as we live there for 1 month or 1.5 month, then that becomes our house. We give out so much energy, so many money we spent, and so much energy. But when you reach Calcutta, before that, before reaching Calcutta, from Calcutta we have started, we fasten our bedding. We will get down from the train, we will hardly get down from the train. Leave the train. They have got no attachment with the train. Giving so much energy. Why? They have got the knowledge, this train does not belong to me. This train belongs to the government rail department. With that knowledge they have used, they have got no attachment. If the wrong conception that this bogie belongs to me, then we would have attachment. And at that time, we will not be ready to give up this. Then the government will send its police. Why? Why you are saying? This is ours. We have used. No. There will be fight and they will put us to jail. Like that. But here we know already that this is not ours. We have got no attachment. Like this, this house, if we can think, this belongs to Krishna. All these sons and daughters, everything that we have got, nothing is mine. It belongs to Krishna. Everything is Krishna. But not by words, but by feeling. This whole body, my body does not belong to me. Everything belongs to Krishna. With that knowledge, if you use this, there will be no attachment. But with wrong conception, we use this. I am this body. I have, by my money, I have constructed this building. This building is mine. The children are mine. Everything is mine. Then we have got attachment. But that is, when we have God, we have the knowledge that nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to Krishna. We are only remaining in His house to serve Him. Belongs to Nityananda, Gauranga, Jagannath, Dev, Baladev, Radha Krishna. We are not the proprietor. They are the proprietor, we are remaining. Like Vrindavan, he is the only master. Krishna saṃsāra kara chāri anācha. And there will be no, you do Krishna's saṃsāra. You do your worldly life relating with Krishna. Krishna is the master, thinking that. Then there will be no attachment.